Here's a thought I'll title Sixes in the Field, and I'm referring to the seeing in sixes concept that we introduced to the world of photography in 2016 with our book titled Seeing in Sixes. These are obviously six image projects, not five, not seven. We zeroed in on six because it seemed like the sweet spot that would print on facing pages, so that was the logic of the book. But since then, this is an idea that has really caught fire with a lot of photographers, because the challenge of saying something meaningful with a single image is eased a bit if we introduce the idea of bringing five friends along with it, so that they create a little mini portfolio, if you will. And six image projects have become a very popular thing to do in the world. I'm doing a lot of them myself. But there is an interesting thing about sixes that I find kind of fascinating. When I first started playing around with the idea of seeing in sixes, I spent my time scouring my Lightroom catalog for candidates and then associated images, cousins, if you will, that could be put together with the primary image to create a six-image package. And that works very well. For example, if you do a keyword search on any of the keywords in your Lightroom catalog, you'll probably find a lot more than six images. So you pick out the six best images based on that keyword, might be winter trees or chairs or some such thing, and you find six images that you can pull together into a project. But those six images might have been photographed decades apart, lots of equipment apart, with different styles, and so the challenge is to put them together into a unified body of work that seems like they go together, but they don't go together in terms of time or what your mindset was when you were first photographing them. At least that was my experience when I embraced the sixes idea. But my experience has evolved as this idea has grown, and I found that thinking in terms of six image projects in the field has given me an entirely new approach when I'm out with my camera. Over the years, I've, not too purposely, evolved into three different mindsets when I'm out with my camera photographing. The first mindset is when I'm searching for a really terrific greatest hits sort of image. I want something that's going to absolutely be a knock-your-socks-off wonderful image, the kind you mat and frame and hang above the fireplace. That requires a certain kind of mindset when I'm out with my camera. The second mindset I use is what I call gathering assets. This is where I'm photographing things that attract my eye with no particular purpose in mind. They might end up being a greatest hit. They might end up being an image that's part of a project, even a book, or they might be used in something I've never thought of yet. I'm just gathering assets with the idea that once I get back home, I might be able to use them in a project somehow, yet unknown. I just want to have them as an asset that I can draw from when I start putting together a project that might be appropriate to include some of those images. And the third mindset that I have in the field now is seeing in sixes. When I find myself in a scene or a location or a particular kind of light that looks attractive, I start thinking in terms of a six-image project, which doesn't mean that I make six images. I probably make 10 or 15 or maybe even 20 images, but I know that what I'm headed for is a six-image project. And so with a little bit of a assignment mentality, thinking in terms of six images, that helps me coordinate my activities in the field so that I have flexibility in making the final selection once I get back home. So I'll think in terms of an establishing shot, a detail shot, a reverse angle shot, a low angle shot, a high angle shot, etc., trying to put together different ways to see or capture that subject in the field with the knowledge that I'll only use six of them in a final project. But I want to have a larger cluster to choose from than just six, so I fire away, exploring that theme, that scene, that light, for deeper possibilities than just gathering a few assets or thinking in terms of one single image that would be the stunning best one from that shooting session. these three mindsets I've discovered, it's important to be able to flip between them when I'm in the field. So I've developed that ability to sort of assess a scene and then adopt the best mindset for working that scene for either a hit, an asset, or a sixes project. I'd go so far as to say that that process of thinking in the field has become an incredibly important core of my process out in the world with a camera. And I do it purposefully. That is to say, I look at a scene and say, this is a winner. I look at a scene and say, interesting stuff here, I think I'll gather assets. Or I look at a scene and say, okay, I'm going to work this to become a six-image project. Purposeful direction in the field that open up the possibilities of not only what I capture in the field, but what I might be able to produce when I get back home.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.